In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We will start with a phrase from a monk who received it by divine inspiration, which is the basis of all reparation, which says, "He who loves repairs twice." And it is a phrase that is closely linked to what Pope St. Peter the Apostle says, that love covers an infinity of sins, in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. This means that living the love in the way that God asks is the basis for being able to make the best reparation. Delving into more detail about reparation, there are three types of reparation we can do. The first type is called particular reparation, in relation to the sin we have committed. For example, I fall into the sin of stealing $10, then I repent, then I am going to confess to a priest, then the priest gives me absolution in the name of God, and the particular reparation that I should make regarding this sin is to return the $10 to the person who I stole it from. So using this example as a model, we can make a particular reparation for each sin we commit. The second type of reparation is what is called general reparation, in which I offer certain things in reparation for all my sins. For example, from the spiritual point of view, I can offer my rosaries, offer my masses that I go to, offer the communion that I receive, the reading and meditation of the Word of God or Lectio Divina that I do, offer my prayers, I can offer my fasting, I can make all these offerings in reparation for all my sins. I can also offer from the point of view of the material world in which we live, to offer situations in reparation for all my sins. When I get up in the morning, I can say, "Lord, today I offer you all the sacrifices that are going to be presented to me, that I am going to make in reparation for all my sins." An example of this could be during the day someone insults me, and because of the pride that we all have, that insult will provoke me to return the insult, probably more offensively than how the other person insulted me at the beginning. On the other hand, what I can do instead of returning the insult is to make the sacrifice of silence and say, "Lord, to fulfill my offer of my reparation, I decide not to say anything in return, and to not allow a bad thought or bad desire against that person to cross my mind. For charity, I can even make a prayer in my mind for that person." So this is an example of how I can also make sacrifices in reparation for all my sins. Another example about general reparation would be all the symptoms and sufferings that I may have due to some illness. I will try to live them in a better way so they can serve in reparation for all my sins. All these examples make us see the different ways that we can apply the general reparation, that is, to make reparation for all our sins. The third type of reparation is taking advantage of the benefits that the Catholic Church gives us to be able to repair, which are indulgences. There are two types of indulgences, partial indulgence and plenary indulgence. It is important to mention that indulgences erase all the confessed sins of our entire life. That is why the indulgence is considered a very special grace that we must do all we can to earn it. So when practicing any of these three types of reparation, it always must be done having as a base, as a foundation, as we mentioned at the beginning, to live in the love that God asks of us. These reparations can be done for oneself and for all humanity, as the Angel of Portugal taught us at Fatima with the following prayer. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly, and I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifferences by which he is offended, by the infinite merits of his most sacred heart and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg the conversion of poor sinners. My God, I believe in you, I adore you, I wait for you, and I love you. and I ask pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not wait, and do not love you. My God, I believe in you, I adore you, I wait for you, and I love you. And I ask pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not wait, and do not love you. My God, I believe in you, I adore you, I wait for you, and I love you. And I ask pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not wait, and do not love you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.